Welcome. I'm Jim DeMolin, editor of TheWealthyDentist.com, and I'm here today to talk about internal marketing and communications. Whenever we take a doctor as a client in the WealthyDentist.com program, we always start with internal marketing and communications because we want to start with the easiest way to acquire a new patient, and that's by getting a referral from a current patient. So there are four stages to this, and I'm going to take you through all four stages because if you just do one part of it, you won't be as successful as if you do all four parts. So let's take stage one, is asking for referrals. From time immemorial, every consultant has told you you have to ask to receive. And it's absolutely true. But we're going to take you through the actual scripting of asking for a referral and show you the psychology behind it and how to adapt it to your situation for your practice and your demographics. And that's going to make a major difference in your response. So let's start. Mrs. Jones, I'd like to thank you. I wish all of our patients were as nice as you. If you have any friends or family who are like you, please don't hesitate to refer them to us. We will be sure to take good care of them. Now, normally that takes about 10 seconds of your time to say. If you're from the South, it probably took 12 to 15 seconds. If you're from the North, you probably got it in 8 seconds or less. It makes no difference. You want to make sure that you say it in a comfortable way at your normal pace. And let me take you through the key issues. First of all, always address the patient by name. And make sure you say last name until they give you permission to call them by their first name. So, Mrs. Jones, I would like to thank you. It gets their attention. Now, the reason we do this is that the patients that you have deserve your respect, and until they give them permission to ask, you know, to call them by the name of Sally, don't call them Sally. It's kind of degrading to a lot of people to have an 18-year-old dental assistant calling a 64-year-old grandmother by her first name unless she gives them permission. And I strongly suggest the doctor do the same. Always call them Miss Jones or Mrs. Jones until they give you permission to call them by their first name. By the way, if you talk to me, you can always call me and just say Jim. It's all right with me. Mrs. Jones, I'd like to thank you. I wish all of our patients were as nice as you. The I wish all of our patients were as nice as you is blatant flattery. It's okay. They know it's flattery. You know it's flattery. They love it, and it always works. Flatter your patients. I wish all of our patients were as nice as you. Now, you want to qualify the types of people you want them to send. If you have friends or family who are like you, please don't hesitate to send them to us. All right. Understand this. You want to make sure everybody has friends or family. If they don't, they've got other problems in life. But the bottom line is people like you. Again, you're flattering them. Now, let me just qualify something. If this person is the Wicked Witch of the West, don't ask for a referral. They're just going to send the Wicked Witch of the North, the South, and the East. And you don't need these people in your practice. Be smart about this. Ask nice people for referrals. The Wicked Witch of the West, don't bother. Just pass on it. The next phase of this is very simple. You must say this. Please don't hesitate to send them to us. This is the asking phase. This is required. It's mandatory. Please don't hesitate to send them to us. We'll be sure to take good care of them. Now, how many times have you heard this statement? Why, doctor, I didn't know you were accepting new patients. Doesn't that kind of just grab you in the rear end and say, oh my God, I spent all this time and money, you know, marketing, and this person doesn't know I'm accepting new patients? Well, you've got to remember how your patients view it. They're sitting in your reception area. They're seeing all these people come and go, and while, you know, they're waiting for their appointment, they think that you must obviously be the busiest dentist in town. So they don't realize that you need new patients all the time to keep the practice viable. So the answer to this is very simple, and you always tell the truth to a patient. Never lie. Well, each year, a number of our patients move out of the area, and we like to replace them with quality referrals from our best patients. Always tell the truth. This serves that purpose really well. 20% of the population moves every year. And that means 20% of your patient base is leaving on average every year. You need to replace them, and you want quality referrals, but we only ask the people we really like, our best patients. So you've complimented them again. And Mrs. Jones, here are two Share the Care cards that you can use to help introduce your friends to our practice. Very straightforward. and you hand them two Share the Care cards or Smile cards. Now, what is a Share the Care card or Smile card? Well, let me tell you, it's a marketing response vehicle. Now, when I talk about marketing response vehicle, all good marketing programs have a response vehicle, a way, a tool, a method to deliver the patient to your practice. I want you to think about it as a giant Mack truck that comes up to your practice, drives up, doors open up, ramp comes down, and patients are marching out and down, and you turn right into your practice. That's what a marketing response vehicle does. It's a way of delivering the patients to you. All good marketing has this. It either has a coupon, it has a sign-up form, it has an offer of some type, a response vehicle that people can take with them and use to respond to the offer. It's critical in any marketing campaign. And yours is your smile card. Now, here's a smile card, very straightforward, and there's a sample that you can see this right now, and if you need a sample, you can get them. Not too much problem. To get acquainted with our office, we are offering all new patients $25 off on their complete oral exam, x-rays, routine cleaning. Take advantage of this opportunity to safeguard your smile. Make an appointment for yourself or your entire family today. We have a referred byline. The issue here is very simple. This is a clean offer. Now, we're going to show you many different offers as part of this program. You're going to be able to connect through to that with the hard copy that you can download, so that's not a problem. The issue here is this is a good sample of a smile card. Now, if you want to order smile cards, go to the WealthyDentist.com website and click on the HICOM link, because HICOM Printing and Marketing does all of the smile cards for us. Now, you're saying, what is this? You're going to sell me smile cards? No, I'm not going to sell them to you. I'm not in the printing business. I don't get a kickback. I don't get a percentage. I don't do any of that. We license this program to HICOM. They do the printing. Someone has to do it and put it together and do it right, because it's important that your smile card be designed correctly. And you'll have a whole list of offers to choose from. I'll walk you through them. And your program walks you through them. So let's start with the key elements. The first one are big lips. Now, when I started doing this, I didn't use any lips on the smile card offer. And they worked really, reasonably well. I had no real complaints. And then a few years ago, a doctor by the name of Bill Joy out of Phoenix, Arizona, some of you might know Bill, he's pretty notorious there. Actually, he's one of the top clinicians in the area, called me and he says, Jim, I've signed up, as a client for your program, but it's going to be at least 4 months before you can see me. And I need patients now. It's May, and I'm in Phoenix, and everybody leaves Phoenix. All the people who come, all the retirees come in the winter to be warm, and then they leave in the summer because it gets so hot, and I need new patients right away. So I started him on this program, and I explained it to him. I sent him some information, and he was looking to put together his smile card, and he was going through the Samanodonics catalog. Now, Samanodonics today, I think, is Smart Practice, and the Smart Practice people have great materials. And he saw one there, a smile card with big red lips. And he said, makes sense to me. Let me put my offer on, this card with big red lips. So he did that, and he started handing out his smile cards religiously, just as you're going to be trained in this program, because you want to bury your patients in smile cards. And he got the best response I'd ever seen to that point from his smile card program of anyone. He got 14 new patients in the first 6 weeks, and I was stunned, because I'd never seen a response like this. And so I called him up and I said, what's going on? And he says, well, I'm doing the program, all four phases, exactly as you tell me, and I'm using my smile card and I've got these big red lips and so forth. And I looked at it and I said, this is pretty good. Now, we've asked all sorts of psychologists and everyone why the big red lips work. And they said, well, have you tested it? And we did. We went and tested it, and we get about a 50% better response with big red lips than without big red lips. So I was pretty impressed. They said, well, we can't actually tell you why it responds better. And they had all sorts of theories, but I'm a very pragmatic marketer. If it works, I use it. So all of our smile cards from this point on have big red lips. Now, an interesting thing happened about a year and a half ago, actually. I was in a seminar doing a presentation. And a woman stood up and said, Jim, big red lips are out. I said, what? And she says, I'm a color consultant in my spare time. Look around the room. How many women in this room have big red lips? Sure enough, very few. She says, pink or beige lips. So I said, okay, we'll test. And we did. We tested big red lips against pink lips. And guess what? Pink lips, beige lips, got a 17.4% better response than big red lips. So now we're using pink lips, and it works better. Now, all these things are a little weird, I know, but everything gets tested. We don't put something out that has not been tested over and over again, and as things change and improve, we try to keep you updated with it, with the latest information. So we always use big red lips now. Next thing, use only one side of a regular size business card. Don't use a fold-over card because people don't open them up. You got to understand, people take business cards and they put them into a little file for business cards, and usually alpha, and they want to, and you can want to see your whole offer on one side. Don't make them search for the offer. Don't put it on the back side. Don't have fold-over cards or all those fancy things. They just aren't worth it and they don't work as well. Use one side of a regular size business card. Make a token offer. Save $25 off your next complete exam, x-rays, and cleaning. You know, that type of an offer. Do not try to buy patients by offering $125 off or free. A token offer is fine. The research tells us that people expect a token offer depending on where they are in the socioeconomic ladder. If you're searching for patients in the upper middle class and upper class area, people who are educated, they expect some type of offer. And they'll often ask for it. It's a very interesting psychology. They're educated. They know that they, as them, their business as patients is worth money to you. So you will not offend them. Now, it took me a long time to get, you know, this clean and clear in my mind. And it wasn't until my wife, when I moved into a new home in a nice neighborhood in Marin County in Northern California. It's right on the water. It's called Tiburon. We had a nice house. And I walked in one morning, and she's sorting through Valpak coupons. And I'm saying, well, you know, we don't really need to, you know, save coupons and clip coupons. And she says, well, hold it. We're new in the area. We don't know what the best dry cleaners are. We don't know what the best restaurants are. And if they're going to give us two dinners for the price of one, we're going to try it anyway. We might as well save some money. Now, my wife's a pretty well-educated person, and we're a reasonably affluent, upper-class American family. It works pretty well for us. We don't have to clip coupons, but if you can save money, why not? So, that's the thing. People will take a token offer. But you don't want to make it so rich as if they think you're buying their business. It won't do you any good, and it won't get you a better response. Now, interestingly enough, if you're in a blue-collar market, blue-collar people are suspicious of offers that are, you know, that are token offers. You want to present your ad in a more neutral, or your smile card in a more neutral way. Now, we've got about 10 different offers for you in your materials for this program. So don't worry about it. When you download it, you've got it all. Plus, HICOM will give you another 15 or so different types of offers to choose from when you have them printed up. But make sure you print the right one. So a token offer works really well. Always have a referred byline so that you know who's been referring it, because you're going to thank them. Have an expiration date. Now, this is my personal thing. I don't, you know, put it about a year and a half, 2 years into the future so you can use these, because you're going to get a lot of these. The real issue here is I never want an offer out there that's, you know, can go on indefinitely. You never know 5 years from now who's going to come in with your offer. So I like to have an expiration date. Plus, it gets people to use it before it expires. So here's one, an offer for sedation smile card. Now, you notice there's no economic offer on this. If you're looking for sedation patients, a high-value patient, and I like to target this, high-value patients, this is a great offer. It's sedation dentistry, respect, comfort. Friendly, caring, confidential, safe. This is what a sedation patient is looking for in a practice. One small pill helps you snooze through your dental care. Excuse me. Wake up with a beautiful smile. Make an appointment for yourself or a loved one today, referred by. Works really well for a high-value sedation patient. If it's a cosmetic patient, we often say, come on down for a free cosmetic exam. Now you're saying, free? That's one of the few times I use a free offer. Yeah, I'm glad to give away a cosmetic exam for free. Someone has called you up, said, I'd like a cosmetic exam. They come into your office, sit down in your dental chair, and tell you exactly what they'd like to see in their smile. Does this work for you as a marketing tool? Obviously. So, free cosmetic exam, you know, works real well. Oh, okay. If you're not into sedation yet, and you want to check it out, Go to the WealthyDentist.com website and click on the link to the Dental Organization for Conscious Sedation, DOCS. It'll take you to their website, and you can learn all about how you can introduce sedation to your dental practice. I can tell you, this is worth $125,000, you know, in increased net to your practice if you just implement sedation dentistry, and that's oral conscious sedation, not IV. And it works, trust me. I've tracked over 125 practices in conscious sedation and what it's done for them economically. And it's really a great return on investment. So check it out. Now, you got four phases to your internal marketing. The first one is to hand out in the patient two smile cards. Ask for the referral, hand out two smile cards. So the next one is completion of treatment letter. This means every time you complete dentistry with a patient, you're going to send out a letter, any kind of letter, whether it be dentistry, soft tissue management, even a prophy. Now, why send a completion of treatment letter? First of all, it reaffirms the patient's decision to restore or maintain their oral health. You always tell the patient they're doing the right thing. It's critical. Number two, the one I like best, it serves to deliver as a delivery vehicle for two more smile cards. And number three, it allows you to ask for the referral. Really important. So each letter must have two smile cards or share the care cards, whatever you want to call them, and two postscripts. Now this is critical. These two things right now I'm going to be giving you are going to be major things in generating large sums of money for new patient referrals, so I want to make sure you focus on them. You can download the entire slideshow and print it out, so you'll have all this material, so you don't have to take a lot of notes. So be prepared. This is important on your postscripts. And I would put these postscripts on every communication that it's appropriate for. The first postscript is P.S. I have enclosed two smile cards for any friends or relatives you feel could benefit from our services. Really straightforward. Next, be sure to have your friends mention your name so that we can thank you personally with a token of our appreciation. Every single letter. Psychologically, it works to your benefit because the first thing when someone gets a letter from anyone and they see postscripts, they always read the postscripts first. You also want them to open the letter and have the two smile cards come out. That's important. Now, I said you're going to send it for prophys. You're going to send it for at the end of periodontal management. You're going to send it after the completion of every dental treatment plan. So you've gotten, if you've got six appointments with a doctor, six appointments with a patient, it's at the end of the sixth one, and you wrapped up the program, you're going to send the completion of treatment letter. Now, you want to be careful. Your team's going to start to say, well, we sent a prophy at, you know, this person comes in every 3 months for their cleaning, and we send them, you know, the letter and so forth, and we send the smile cards. That's all right. You can change up the letters. We've given you a whole series of letters. We've given you 80 different letters as part of this program that you can download and put into your system. So you'll never want for letters. Make up new letters. Do whatever you want, but keep repeating the thing and delivering the smile cards to them. So you've asked for the referral. You've sent out completion of treatment letters. The third phase is quarterly communications. Now, a lot of our, you know, clients historically have sent out some type of hard copy newsletter. And all the research behind hard copy newsletters are that they're warm fuzzies that maintain the patient loyalty, but they don't generate new patient referrals. Now, I have no problem. I want you to use newsletters. I'm going to give you some real interesting ways to do newsletters at a very low cost in the, you know, in a few minutes. But the bottom line is newsletters are expensive to do, and they're, you know, you got to make sure you get a good return on investment on them. I want you to communicate hard copy with your people, but I want you to do it in a different way that allows you to ask for the referral in a, you know, in a very forceful way. So let's look at it. We want to send a quarterly communication, a one-page letter, maybe two pages at most, on a different topic. Now, you're wondering where you're going to get these topics. You already have them, or part of the package that you've received from us. So you've got a whole list of quarterly communications. So using your insurance benefits now, whatever it may be. Now, I got to tell you, in doing quarterly communications, I've learned a lot. I started doing this probably 10 years ago. And I remember I got a call from a doctor in Northern California in a town called Novato. It's only about an hour from where I live. a little bit north. And he called me up and he says, Jim, I've got a problem. It's hot up here, it's May, and all my patients go on vacation during the summer, and I need more new patients. Sounds like my friend from Phoenix. So I went up, and it was May, and I went up and I talked to him, and boy, it was hot. It was 96 degrees already. And he says, well, what am I going to do? And I says, well, first of all, we want to send a communication. We're going to send it every quarter. But let's start with one. And it's going to be very basic. Use your insurance benefits now. You've got the letter in the list that I've given you in the package. You know, don't let your benefits fade away. Use them now. Don't wait to the end of the year when you may not be able to get it. Very basic letter. Actually, I send it out any time of year. First of the year, mid-year. I like to do it in January because that's when the insurance renews for a lot of people, and they think psychologically it's a good time to do it. So, he said, okay, I'll be glad to send the letter. And I said, now, how many patients do you have? And he says, well, I've got about 1,200 actives. Well, how many inactives have you got? Oh, maybe about 1,800. Have you got them on computer list? I says, oh, I've had a computer forever. Actually, I'm on my third computer system. A lot of you people can probably relate to that. So I said, fine. We're going to mail out to both groups. We're going to mail out to the current patients and the dead file. And he says, well, why? Well, we want to see if those people are really dead. We're going to put a return address on the envelope that says return address correction, you know, request, and we'll pay for the postage coming back, and then we'll clean up your outstanding files. And he says, okay. So he says, well, how many smile cards should I get? Okay, well, we got 3,000 letters we're going to send out. We're going to send out 2 smile cards. So that's 6,000 smile cards. We're going to do this 4 times a year. That's 24,000. And we're going to hand out, get 30,000 smile cards. And he looked at me like I was brain dead. 30,000 smile cards. I says, yeah, you're going to use them over the next year and a half. Don't worry about it. 2 years, you'll be done and we'll reprint some more. They're pennies. Don't even worry about it. It's the Mack truck that's going to deliver the patients to your office. It's the critical element that gives the people something tangible that they can put in their pocket and hand to the next person. So you want to do it. 30,000 smile cards. All right. So we packaged the whole thing up. We had a professional. Actually, we had HICOM mail the things out because they do a whole program on mailing them. Once again, I don't get a commission. I just want you to get it done. And we send it out. Bulk rate. Week goes by. Phone rings. We got a problem, Jim. Nothing. No response. And I'm saying, hey, it's a marketing program. Give it some time. Got to get delivered. Another week goes by. Big problem. Zero. Nothing. Nada. Not one patient. I'm sitting on 24,000 smile cards in my office. My wife is not particularly happy. I says, you know, not everything works all the time exactly as you think it's going to work. So let's give it some more time. Another week goes by. No call. Now, every management consultant at some point in their career has to deal with this problem. Do we let the client go and, you know, let that kind of fade into the sunset? Or do we call and address the problem? Well, at this point, based on the previous call, I was into the fade into the sunset mode. Unfortunately, my wife said, you know, you've got to confront this and deal with it. Call him. So I picked up the phone and called him. Line was busy. Didn't have to worry. I says, okay, call him back this afternoon. So I called him. Line was busy. Beat that bullet. Call him tonight at home. Okay. So I called him. He says, DeMolin, we got a problem. That damn letter you sent out has flooded my office lines. They're having to put in another telephone line. My wife has been working in the office for the last 3 days just to answer the phone and help out because all those got delivered at once. You know, for sometimes you just can't help people through their problem and make them happy. What had happened was very simple. We got an outrageous response. But we learned some things. First of all, don't drop 3,000 letters at once. Because what happens is the postman, or you know, you drop them off at the postal center, they go ka-chunk. Then it goes to the sub-distribution center, it goes ka-chunk. Then it goes to the distribution center, ka-chunk. Then it goes out to the postman, ka-chunk. And they all get delivered in the same 3 days, and you get all your phone calls in the same 3 days. Don't do it that way. Mail out 5,000 or 500 at a week at a time, so you have a stage level. Let the mailing house do this for you. You want to make sure you have enough to do bulk rate in each section and mail them out so they don't overwhelm your response. That's the thing. You don't want the team to be wiped out with phone calls. So that's number one thing. A couple critical things we learned. I was really surprised in doing this that we got such a big response from the dead file. The dead were alive. It's really interesting. So I said, wow, we got almost as much response from our dead file as we did from our regular file. So I was really concerned or wondering why we got such a big response. And so I did a focus group study. I wrote up 10 questions and I called, you know, a group of people at random. And I didn't get past my eighth call before I realized what the problem was. Because I got the same response on why did you respond to this letter, even though you hadn't been in the practice for so long? And the people said, well, when I got the letter, I assumed they'd forgiven me. Okay, and then about the third time I heard this, I said, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, you know Mary Jane, the hygienist? She's a great hygienist, but boy, if you don't follow up and you're not absolutely perfect in your home care and you don't follow up your schedule for continuing care, she just makes me feel about 3 inches tall. And I just couldn't face it. I mean, I had an appointment scheduled. It was my 25th anniversary, and my husband took me to Europe, and I didn't. By the time I got back, I'd forgotten about it. And 2 months later, I just couldn't face calling up, and going through an appointment with her. Well, basically, what we found out, we had Hitler in the hygiene department. Now, things come out when you do marketing. You find out some interesting things, and so we had to deal with this problem. So I said, okay. To the doctor, he says, what are we going to do? I says, well, we're going to deal with it. And he says, well, how? Well, we're going to have an attitude adjustment conversation. And he says, what do you mean? She's going to adjust her attitude, or we're going to have to make the ultimate adjustment. What do you mean by that? Says, either she changes her attitude, or she's history. You can't afford to let one person or two people get in the way of your marketing success. You've got to care for your patients. You've got to make sure your team works together well, and they get rewarded. Everything comes together, and you can't have one or two team players that aren't playing by the same rules as everybody else. So we had an attitude conversation, adjustment conversation with Mary Jane. We drove there in separate cars. Basically, you always want to do this in a public place, go in separate cars, because you may not be coming home in the same car together, and it would be uncomfortable. So we all got together, and we explained the problem to Mary Jane, and she says, well, I don't know. Change the way I do my presentation? No, you're going to do all your clinical stuff the same, but we just don't want you to be so harsh on the patient base if they're not totally compliant with continuing care. You know, they've got a lot of stress in their lives, and we don't necessarily need you to add to it because it is costing us some people. I says, well, I'll do the best I can. Well, in this case, Mary Jane came in the next day, and by 3:30 she had had enough. She just says, I just can't do this. I can't be that way. I can't be basically nice to patients. So she quit. And then we brought in Marie. Marie, the warm, caring, and loving hygienist. And we sent out a quarterly communication introducing everybody to Marie and how well she was received by the patients and how gentle and caring she is. This is what you're going to do. But you learn all these things when you get into marketing. We're going to take a short break right now while you can set up the next segment of this program. I'll see you back in a few minutes for section number 2.